think that the economic crisis we've largely dug ourselves into is certainly a big incentive for that. I mean, you know, I agree with a lot of what Gary said. I would say provincialism, I'd say redundancy of municipal services have to change. Efficiency of delivery, but what I think has really not been in any of this discussion now, and I haven't seen it much around the state, we're so dwelling in the here and now, we haven't talked about the fact that how we actually change ourselves now is going to have a major impact on where we go in the future, when we get out of this recession, how quickly we do. And I think we have to do is, we have to keep working on entitlement programs and make them much more efficient. You have to take out the really bad disincentives and make them self-limiting, given when we finally get to the path of growth we want, because we've made these tough decisions. You have to tell people where we need to go, and you have to make it something that they're willing to buy into, or else it's just more of the same. Because I think the reason, I've always thought for Rhode Island, why is the motto of our state hope? I think because indirectly, everyone's indirect motto is everything's negotiable. And I think we have to break that mentality. We're finding now you can't renegotiate economic laws. You can't do things that, well, this always worked in the past. But we have to get results now. That's going to be the big impetus.
And wouldn't you agree that if the doctor says, look, you've got a 10% chance to make it, and the changes you make in the next 60 days will impact whether you have a 15% chance to make it, putting money aside for vacation 5 years from now is just not something you're thinking about?
Well, but you got to make those changes, and part of those changes now are going to impact whether or not we can take a vacation.